Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we tried to find a positive spin on the day, and I'm just going to say that I'm impressed with all you people actually going to work again. With school being back in session, I can't believe how much traffic is on the road in the mornings.
Man.
So, Little Victories, congrats. You guys got back into work.
People out here.
Proud of you guys. In the summer, it's like dead outside, man.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it, though.
And then now it's like crazy in the morning. So I love it. I'm like, people are alive again. Little victories. We're back.
My little victory is that my basement didn't flood, even though some water came into it last night with all this rain that we got.
Oh, God.
Didn't flood, though, so I'll take it.
That's a good thing.
Little victories, baby.
Little victories.
One to two puddles, not a whole flood. So, winning, baby.
Just a puddle, not a flood.
Just two puddles. That's it. My shoes didn't get wet, so it's all that matters.
Oh, God. Well, little victories. Hey, coming up next, we've got the question of the day, and we still have lots of things to win today, including those tickets to see Ed Sheeran at Summerfest. Ooh. Because you can't even buy him yet. He's going to be here in June, and we've got your tickets at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk.
Slugging in things for
and
next
online,
summer.
Adam Sandler ticks at 1037kissfm.com. While you're there, sign up for our Susan G. Komen team, because we're walking for breast cancer this Sunday.
Yeah.
And our team keeps growing, so shout out to everybody that keeps joining.
Odyssey All-Stars getting bigger and bigger. We love it.
Love it. All right. Well, the question of the day is coming up next. After Leon Thomas, it's 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Go try to win those Adam Sandler tickets and sign up for our team.
You might win this morning. You might win later today. You might win in a couple more minutes. What's up?
He's going to be here in like 2 weeks. So.
Did you say Monica and Brandy too?
Oh yeah, Monica and Brandy at 8:40. Tickets to see them as well. KISS FM.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, do people in relationships, do you think it's important for a couple to share the same beliefs? Now, I said, do you think it's important for a couple getting married to share the same beliefs? But I guess it could be couples in general, because not everybody's getting married nowadays, lots of people just want to be together. So, do you think it's important for a couple to share the same beliefs? I'm talking political, religious. It all goes together anymore. I'm sorry.
Right.
Does it matter to you?
No.
No.
No, to be complete, I feel like there has to be an understanding of the difference in beliefs, whatever those beliefs are.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of your beliefs do have to coincide, and you have to be able to kind of like interweave those. But I don't think you have to have the same beliefs to thrive as a couple, if that makes sense.
I disagree. I think you do.
Yeah.
I think down the road it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
I think if your basic fundamental values are not the same, it's going to be an issue. And sometimes, you know, values are the same. You just have to search a little. But
sure.
I mean, there are, sometimes I meet people and I'm like, we're never going to be in a relationship. Like, I'm never going to be able to.
What are some of the most important fundamental values you think that are important for a relationship?
Social views, mm-hmm. political views. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're homophobic or racist, that's a social view. Huge. I'm not going to be getting down with you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of homophobic people out there still because of, unfortunately, the way they grew up or religion, right? So I'm not going to get down with you. That I would never be in a relationship with somebody who would have an issue with that. That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that could find a center ground. I'm very black and white about some of these things. You know what
no
I mean?
Pun intended.
Or pun intended.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? Same thing. Well, there's a lot of social issues I don't mess around with. And
no.
I meet a lot of people who will be like, well, I'm, let's say, conservative, but I have social opinions or my social ideas are liberal or whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody has their own passions. Do you know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, I'm not going to break up with a guy because we don't agree on the economy.
Well, yeah, and to some people, that would be more important than a social issue that you're, you know, unfortunately considering, right?
I've met people where that's 100%. A big deal, where they're very passionate about whatever, taxes or whatever. That's not going to be a thing I'm breaking up with you over.
If you don't have the same passion about the same things, then yeah you might not be successful. But I personally mm-hmm. think that if you find that common ground and go, okay, well, if this is your horse and this is my horse, mm-hmm. which hill is the bigger hill, right?
Yes, 100%.
Because otherwise, you're constantly going to be at odds. Yeah, you want to mesh with your partner, but I feel like disagreeing to some degree, or at least not having every similar ideal, constructs a good conversation.
But you're going to disagree. Don't worry.
You have to.
Those things are going to happen without all these other things.
Yeah.
You're going to disagree about other stuff. You don't need all the other crap coming in too, I'm saying. You're already going to have disagreements. That's only natural in a relationship.
I hear you.
If some of those things don't match, you're really screwed when it comes to finding a common ground, because how are you going to meet in the middle for anything?
You know? Well, let's say use the topic of social, social criticism and race, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody that might have different views and ideals than we do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't find a common ground, that person is never going to have a chance to change.
Mm-hmm.
So if you maybe craft that relationship and not impose your own will, but mm-hmm. elaborate your education and what you feel and
expose
what you think.
Expose them.
Expose them. You could mm-hmm. help them change their ideals and the
100%.
Way they think, right? I'm not saying non-racist is going to change racist.
No,
but
totally. But sometimes people need to see other people and who've never said, oh,
get out of their bubble.
Have said, this is wrong. And they're like, oh, that's wrong? No one ever told me that's wrong. I didn't know because I live in a bubble.
Whoa.
I'm with you. Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Exposure is everything,
you know,
right?
You,
to
you,
understanding.
Let's use the example of race as one, right?
Sure.
Like, black folks love watermelon, right?
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
Somebody makes a joke, a white folk makes a joke
mm-hmm.
about the construct of black people loving watermelon. If you don't care about this person, you're just going to move about your life and go, whatever, they're racist.
I would say something. I'd be like, that's an incredibly racist statement.
But if you do care about this person or care about the world or care about yourself or the world around you, you might take the time to craft some, you know, points into that relationship and explain mm-hmm. to them the actual history of the watermelon in society,
right,
in America.
I'm not going to be sleeping in bed with them. I'll happily explain that to them, DZ, but I'm not going to be in bed
say
with
on
them.
Somebody on a date, no?
I've done it on a date. You saw me do it on a date, but then I was not going to date that guy.
Yeah, I was absolutely,
when I dated the guy who said the N-word,
I told him.
I think I put a few things in his mind that made him go, oh, wait, I never thought about that before. I didn't realize I was racist because I'm in a bubble. I'm happy to give him exposure, but I am not going to date that guy.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him he's wrong, and then I'm going to move on with my life.
And he can find
someone else who could to teach him, okay?
So to keep those fundamental things like race, social aspects, you know, personal mm-hmm. beliefs, maybe even for some people, religious beliefs are important as far as, you know, what ground
religion
level.
Religion is huge.
Yeah.
That's important to a lot of people. That needs to be agreed upon. It is a deal breaker for a lot of people, and it should be. And when it's not, it should be, you know?
I disagree with a lot of these points, but I hear where you're coming from 100%. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you guys think it's important for a couple getting married or just being together to share the same beliefs? We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, can couples getting married or in the relationship stay together? Do you think it's important for them to share the same beliefs? I said yes, you said no. I've seen couples on totally opposite ends.
Yeah.
And there's a couple that's very famous politically who argues on political talk shows, and one's a conservative, one's a liberal, and they're hysterical. They've been married for 30 years.
I mean,
and it's funny to watch them, but they're rare. They're rare. You know what I mean?
I think it could work. You have to have mutual respect. You have to have understanding. There has to be compromise.
And times were different when they got married, too. It wasn't so polarizing in the political world, that's for sure. Julia's in Franklin this morning. Hi, Julia.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Good. Do you think it's important for couples to share the same beliefs?
So it's funny you ask this question because my husband and I actually just got in a little tiff about something like this last night.
No, never. Why? Never. I'm shocked.
What a tiff.
Yeah, go on.
And we've been together for 9 years and married for almost 2 years. Okay. And he grew up very religious, and I would say I'm faithful, and he grew up on one side of the aisle, and I grew up on the other, but when it came down to it, we loved each other, and it was the idea of what did we want our family to look like in the future, and like that's what we agreed on, right? Like, how do we want to raise our future kids?
Yep.
And when it came down to like morals as how we treat humans and morals as what we want to see for the world in very important aspects to us, we agreed on those things.
Oh, this is so
and
beautiful.
That was what was important.
Yeah, that part.
So what did you fight about?
What do you guys disagree
well,
as far as
views?
If everything
is so beautiful, what are you fighting about?
Well,
let's
okay,
get real.
So, well, if I'm going to be real.
Yeah, get real.
An announcement came out last night on one side versus the other in regards to a certain statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was informed on it, but he was not yet informed. Mm-hmm. And I just had to say, hey, like, I want to respect what you have to say. But before I can do that, I need you to actually educate yourself and make sure you're making an educated opinion, right?
Yes.
Which is also saying you don't go figure out the right side.
We're saying before you come to this discussion and sit at this table, I want you to understand all of the facts that have come out about what you're trying to talk about if we're going to have an educated conversation.
That's basic knowledge with every conversation, though. The fact you're saying that...
We say basic, but it's not so basic
for
people.
Yeah, but this is adding another layer to this question, which is now we have to tell people to go get informed. It's like, well, do they share the same beliefs or not? And yeah, you can have discussions and you can change your mind and you can see why people feel that way.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, I don't know, seems like a dream world to be like, we're on opposite sides, but it's going to be fine when we come together, because she's straight already doing the pre-warning to him. Well, make sure you go listen.
I think that's important, and especially when you're at odds.
It should go without being said, is what I'm saying. You should come to the table knowing what the hell you're talking about. That's what I'm getting at. This is a whole other layer is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Well, and I, in his defense, I ambushed him on the couch last night. I was like, did you see this?
Did you see this?
Like,
no. And I was like, okay, before we have a conversation, I need you to go look.
Then go see this.
Go see this, please.
Go watch the video I sent you and then sit back on this couch.
And that might also be something couples need to talk about. Do you care about things or not?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you care about certain things? Because not everybody cares about these things. You can sit down and go, did you see what happened today in this? And nobody, and
they
a lot of people
say, no,
don't
care. Yeah.
Do you know? You have to care about the same things.
I think it's a little bit of one and the same with the question as far as like, does it matter? Do views matter? Does having the same views matter? Because if they don't care, they don't have the same views as you. If it's something you care about that they don't, that's differing views. Mm-hmm. That's them going, good for you. I'm proud of you. Bye.
But I would rather, in like my opinion personally, I would rather him have an opinion and bring it to the table and let's talk about it, then get the response, well, I don't care.
That's
like,
fair. That's fair, too.
You know what I mean?
Him to care.
So,
all right.
Okay,
well,
Julia.
That's good. Thank you for calling, Julia.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate you too. Bye.
I love it. They just had a tiff last night. Somebody said Allie has no faith in humanity. Oh, depends on the people.
Cap, bruh.
Depends on the people.
Cap. For real, though.
Some people I don't have faith in, I'll tell you that.
I'm losing more by the day.
Thank you. But let's go to Megan in Waukesha and see what she has to say. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Well, you want to fight or not?
We're talking about
do couples need to have the same beliefs?
Well, my thing is, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think I look at me and my husband. We are both very opposite. Mm-hmm. Very opposite. I'm liberal. He's very conservative. Sorry, my kid's talking in the back.
Oh, shocking. No, we're used to that. You just have to ignore them like we do. We can talk to you with your kid in the background.
You keep talking,
don't worry.
We keep listening.
So you're opposites. And how did you come to this place where you could be married?
Well, we've just kind of are like, you know what? We love each other. We know that despite what we think, we just have to remember, okay, we got to think of our kids. Kind of like what Julie said, they piggyback.
How do you raise your kids with such opposite, you know, beliefs? How do you ever have arguments about things your kids are going to think? I'm like, isn't that an issue, especially now that you have kids?
You got to find a common ground.
I mean, my husband and I, we have had major arguments, I think, to a point where it's like, okay, that I actually had to educate him. And I'm like, do you know, at least from a healthcare standpoint, with like women's health?
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, sir, do you know that this could affect me in the future? And he's like, this doesn't affect me. And I'm like, are you for real right now?
Oh, you're talking about like pro-life, pro-choice abortion. You're like, well, I'm a woman. This affects me. I see what you're saying. So you're having those discussions. Light stuff, you know, light stuff for a couple to discuss. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah.
And I'm just like, go educate yourself. And for someone who works in healthcare, get it together.
Okay. And so what if he doesn't come to your side? Then what do you do? This is where this is where it becomes an issue, right?
Sometimes we just then let it be.
Yeah.
I mean, both
table it.
Some stuff, like for women's health, he's like, yeah, you're right. It takes him a second to
He better. We got no horse in this race, my boy.
Well, a lot of men think they have a horse in that race, let me tell you.
Pull back.
Let me tell you. Sheesh.
All right, but we hear it, though, man. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan. Thank you for calling and saying, hey, you can be married to somebody the complete opposite. Look at us.
Look at us. Yes. Thriving.
Look at us.
That's next week, so, yeah.
Appreciate you.
All right, love you, Megan. Bye.
I love you. Say bye, Gavin. Say bye.
Bye, Gavin.
He's like, no, mom and dad are fighting. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right. Well, the question was, do couples need to have the same beliefs? We're running out of time. And the text, I think people are listening because they're not texting in as much. But Teddy texted in Muskego said, morning, I have to somewhat disagree with Allie. I think it's way more important to understand why your partner feels that way. It shouldn't be black and white.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair for sure.
Fair enough. All right. There it is. The question of the day.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So this is not a good one today on What Would DZ Do. Somebody use somebody's identity?
Yeah, it's not fun.
Your own mother?
Your own mother.
Well, that's not very nice.
This is Allie and DZ.
Yikes.
Ugh, my mom opened a credit card in my name and has already spent a bunch of money. What do I even do?
Ugh!
I'm 20, in school, and needing advice. I'm seriously so mad. This isn't the first time she's done something like this. Before, she opened a bank account in my name and told me it was to help pay my phone bill, which I said was fine. Mm-hmm. But then I got access and saw that she had spent $300 on plane tickets, never paid it back, and I ended up having to pay for it, which tanked my credit. Now she's opened up another card with a $5,000 limit and already spent most of it.
Oh, God.
I've been working pretty hard to get my credit back on track to at least average, and now this. I'm over 18, in college full-time, living at home, though, with her. She pays most of the bills. So, honestly, I don't want to report her to make things worse.
Damn, somebody already texted in all caps, call the police. Chill, relax, give us a second.
Dang. Okay, y'all are aggressive.
We didn't even finish reading.
Do I need to?
Damn.
No, but she tried to get it average. I live at home with her, and she pays most of the bills. So, honestly, I don't want to report her and make things worse because it would just mess things up for me, too. I get how serious this is, but I'm just not in a place to do something like that right now. I know some of you are thinking, go to the police.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to completely destroy my life or my relationship with my mother.
This is
probably the worst thing she's ever done to me, though. And honestly, if you know her, you'd probably be shocked that she could do something like this.
Mm.
All the help is welcome.
Some of the nicest people are the biggest criminals, biggest con people I've ever met. Like, I've met some real con men and con women who are very charming.
Great people.
And And now, no, they're not great people. They're just charming.
Oh, just okay. Not great people, just charming.
Not great
just charming.
People, just charming.
Just charming.
And people are like, they're so nice and kind. And I'm like, okay, wait till they turn on you and the con woman man comes out of them. Just wait.
Yeah.
Because they will.
What do you do when it's your parent, though?
That's what I'm saying. This right? is, I don't even want to answer this because I can't even imagine. I've had people close to me steal from me, and that was heartbreaking. I've had people open credit cards in my name, but it hasn't been my parents. So.
I grew up with this being unfortunately common. My dad has used my identity for a myriad of things.
Stop.
I'm so serious.
And wait, did you know he was doing it or did you find out later?
No, I found out later because he's been doing it since I was a kid.
How did he do it if you were, like, did he use the open credit cards?
Use your social,
use your info.
He knows all of the information that he would need to know about me to be able to open things in my name. Yeah, oh yeah. This I grew up with this being kind of like the hustle.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you still have a relationship with him. Like amazing.
You grow up as an immigrant. You already have a language barrier. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have proper documentation when you first get here. And a lot of the positions that we're put in are in positions of already a negative downslope compared to anybody, you know, in this country. So it was explained to me. And when I did find out that my information was being used, it was explained to me as like, hey, listen, this is not ideal, but you are in effect helping us survive right now because otherwise we would not be making enough and we don't have the means to make enough. So I had to let it rock.
Yeah.
I did. I genuinely did.
Did it affect your credit?
I don't know.
You don't? Oh.
I genuinely do not know. I've had my information used and we've had our information stolen, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what affected my credit and what didn't affect my credit? It's not only on my dad or my parents having used our information.
Damn.
Yeah, no, but unfortunately.
I'm in shock. That's crazy.
They had to use it. And I'm not saying had to because they could have figured it out in another way. Mm-hmm. But with language barriers, documentation issues, and so many other things going on that I don't really feel the need to divulge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used my information and made money off of it. Like, my dad had quite frankly worked while he was working for himself and also had me working for him, but I wasn't doing no work. He was just using the info.
Wow.
It was weird, man, and I felt weird about it.
I bet. I would too. So what do you think this person should do then?
You're helping your family. In this case, your mom is just kind of spending money. I guess it's one thing if you're living with her and she's paying most of the bills, but it doesn't sound like she's paying most of your bills. You just live with her. My advice to you would be to move. Straight up. You clearly are living at home for a reason, to try to save some money because you're in college full time.
Yeah.
I think you could maybe stretch yourself out a little bit now that you're coming into some age and you know, coming into some reality and realization. You need to put yourself out. You need to move out of your mother's stomach.
Yeah,
you
big
need to
time.
Get your information under control. And though you might not want to call the police, this might be something that you at least dispute the charges. Disputing the charges doesn't mean you're starting a police investigation against your mother.
Somebody texted in and said, I couldn't get an electric bill in my name when I turned 18. My mom had a $3,000 We Energies bill in my name. Mm-hmm. That they made me pay or make a police report.
Heard that, too.
The electric bill was from when I was 10 and 11, but We Energies didn't care. Oh, that's
They sure don't. They sure don't, do
well,
they?
Well, they're not the ones who use fake information. Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this was this common with parents.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it is more common.
It's definitely not right. Yeah. I just didn't realize it was that common. Wow. Okay, 414-533-1037. That is the number to text or call. Somebody said, my brother, who's older than me, made a police report for the bills that she had in his name, and my mom had the audacity to be mad at him.
Wow. See? That's shiesty right there.
That was the same person who the electric bill was in their name from when they were 10 and 11.
That's a little shiesty.
Well, that's gaslighting. I'm mad at you now.
No,
for...
it's gas billing.
Gas. Good one, DZ. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so your parents are stealing from you. This is crazy. The mom stole the social security number,
yeah,
I guess.
Literally has used her identity and opened up banks, gotten credit cards. Yeah.
I didn't know you had gone through this. I was in shock listening.
Oh,
I think
no,
everyone else is, man.
It happens.
Let's go to Saucy Sandra. Seriously. Saucy said, I'm triggered.
In this situation,
I am not different.
Did your parents steal your identity too? This is awful.
I'm identical.
I will say that, yes, I had an electric bill in my name.
Shouldn't happen to either of you.
And I ended up having to pay it all, unless if I did a police report. And I decided not to do a police report because that's my mother.
Right, that's your family.
However, right now I'm going to tell you, in retrospect,
you wish you had done it.
All the police.
Yeah,
why?
Buddy.
Why do you say that?
Because you know what? It would have saved me a hell of a lot more hurt because I'm like, no, they'd never do anything bad like that. And it's not that big of a deal. No.
You minimize it in order to justify it because it's 100%. Your mother, and you don't want to believe your mother would do that to you. So you're like, 100%. Well, let me lighten this in my mind because I can't reconcile with my mom if I actually digest what the hell just happened.
100%. And you know what? Yeah. And it's okay that you can't reconcile that in your mind. Mm-hmm. That just makes you have boundaries, and that's what makes us human, is the feelings that we get.
Saucy, I got an idea. Steal our identity back. This is my
don't take her credit.
Forget
don't take her credit.
Don't steal their identity back.
That's it.
No. That's your advice?
That's my advice.
Oh,
thank
Lord.
You very
this
much.
Is
screw
what
these
she
people.
Needs to do.
Saucy.
He or she is. They need to call up the credit card company
and they need
to make it where it is voice recognition to where they are the only ones when they call in. It won't allow anybody else in other than her.
Or him. I didn't realize this is something that you could do.
I didn't know this because I can sound like anybody.
Yeah, no, you can't. But with that, get that all done, but make sure that close all these things out.
Definitely cancel all the calls.
I really would call the police and report them. I understand that you're scared and afraid that you're not going to make it on your own.
Somebody agrees with you. They're saying, this happened to my son. His father did the same thing, used his social security number, and tried to take out some loans. File the police report, even if you don't press charges, because if you change your mind down the line and it happens again, you got record.
Well, but Saucy, you're saying, 100%. And she just said, I'm worried. You think you can't do it alone. You're afraid of like losing your mom. You were already doing it alone. You were doing everything for 110%.
Them.
And so that's why I get why in retrospect you're like, I was worried about my mom and I'm like, I didn't need her anyway.
And here's the problem. Mom is paying most of the bills. What this young lady, young man, whatever, doesn't realize is that mom is paying most of the bills in your name.
That's the problem.
You know, the light's in your name.
Yeah.
The water's in your
it's
name. The trash in your name.
You
that
down.
Credit card. Yeah, and it's not building your credit. I guess it'd be one
not
thing.
Not at all.
I'd respect it if mom was using your name and building your credit and then one day she hands you $100,000 credit line, I'm like, oh my God, thank you, mom. Mm-hmm. They're not doing that.
Obviously, both are still fraud, though.
Just so you know, both are still fraud.
Whitney and Racine said, yeah. What if this was her way to control her from moving out by being cruel and ruin her credit so that she is stuck having to stay there longer? Well, that's sicker.
Oh, I mean,
it's already sick
crazy.
Enough that they're using it. Now it's sicker. Somebody said there's also a PIN you can set with major credit card bureaus, and that no way nobody can open a credit card without that PIN.
Do that. Oh, do that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Good to know. Somebody said it's credit cards now. What's it going to be later?
Mm.
You have to draw the line somewhere before it gets even more out of hand.
Boundaries are important, and boundaries are good, especially when it comes to your blood and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Those
people usually don't change. I mean, the people that I know that have stolen identities or that have opened credit cards in my name, I've dealt with this. They're still doing it with other people. So it's kind of like nothing changes.
They feel bad about what they did? No. They feel bad because they got caught.
Yeah, you don't. You can't.
And they got consequences. And you know what? They have consequences. You serve her up a big plate of consequences. Here's your decision.
After you move out.
Give the consequences I didn't give my mom. She's saying in hindsight, please.
You move out. Move out first,
please. Wait, Trish texted in, I've worked with so much fraud in banking. The craziest stories I could tell. Sometimes you may even apply for a new social security number. People are crazy.
I've received a new social security number. Yeah.
Somebody said, I wish I could have gotten through by the phone. Well, call then. Because my mom actually stole my identity and got an apartment in my name in a different different state during COVID. 414-533-1037. We probably don't have time for you, but you can always call.
Need that story,
oh
though.
My God, that's crazy. So
wow.
I can't believe how many of you. I'm so sorry. It I feel happens. Bad. Well, it's not okay. I'm sorry, you guys.
Hate to call
no,
it
it's
common.
Not okay.
It's, I hope it's not common.
Appreciate you sharing. Oh, it's not. No, it's very common. So, appreciate
but
you sharing.
How do we know how common it is? Is this, that many people
grow
have
up
told
in the hood.
You?
grow up in the hood, bro. Jeez. That's how common it is, yeah.
And I'd like to say thank you for making me feel not alone.
Aww.
Appreciate that, Saul. Seriously, yeah.
Somebody said, dang, this triggered me. My mom did the same thing in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. Because we have the same first and last name, it made it easier for her. This
so
is
much.
Awful. You guys, I'm sorry. This is not okay.
What is wrong with our parents, and why do they
That's
feel
not my
so
problem.
Entitled, gosh darn it?
They own us, right?
Because they got away with it.
No. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rachel, who just joined our team at 1037kissfm.com for Susan G. Komen, the More Than Pink Walk this Sunday. I see you.
You go, Rachel. You Odyssey All-Star. You.
I see all you. I see Trish. I see everybody. Trust me. I see you signing up, and we appreciate you. We can't wait. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Okay, before we get to reviewing the comments on the outfits mm-hmm. for this Sunday, mm-hmm. I want to read one text and answer it, because you can always text in questions or comments at 414-533-1037.
No concerns, though. We don't take concerns.
We don't care
Just
about
questions
that.
Or comments.
I don't have time for that. I got my own.
No concerns.
Somebody said Ali and DZ, but mostly Ali. Why do you always pick numbers in the 20s? You should switch it up, like number one or something. This is for the tickets. I knew what you meant. When we give away tickets, you want to know. First of all, we pick 30 and 33 all the time because DZ loves the number three.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for you, but I'm never gonna pick number one for one reason and one reason only, pun intended. People call like 5 minutes ahead of time. They don't even wait until it's time. And that just annoys me.
Yeah,
because you
dialing.
Need to be listening and calling when it's appropriate, not jamming our lines when we're doing other things. I'm sorry.
You could literally just say call
here.
Now and people will just start calling.
I'm working here. Mm-hmm. Can you not? Mm-hmm. That's why I don't go number one.
Yep.
It would be probably the same three people every time who
you
call
mean the same
20,
one.
Who call 20 minutes ahead and you know who you are.
No, people be going
Anna.
Crazy. But that's how it is.
Whoever. I don't know. I'm just making up
you
names.
You just picked a random
I'm,
name.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you can honestly, I'll probably never pick number one.
No. That'd be uncommon.
It wouldn't feel fair to everybody else trying to get in.
Are you
not
kidding
everybody
me?
Can call for 20 minutes.
One out of 1,000 people trying to call. Are you like, you're going to be the number one? Nah, man.
Your odds are better if I do a higher number,
mm-hmm.
trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. Okay, now let's get to the comments on Sunday's outfits, DZ, because
yeah, dog.
We posted them on the Kiss Instagram and the Kiss Facebook yesterday, and we wanted to know what you guys think. You pull up the Instagram comments.
Got
I'll
you.
Pull up the Facebook comments.
And I ain't going to lie to you. I deleted my early comment because I ain't want to fix the race.
What was your early comment?
Because at first I said tracksuit gang. And then I was too many people were liking it. So I deleted the comment. I ain't going to hold you.
Okay, well, we posted three outfits for DZ. One is a glittery sequined pink suit.
Mm-hmm.
One is a windbreaker.
Little 80s, 90s retro windbreaker.
Very 90s, this
track
thing.
Tracksuit.
And then the third one. What are these things called?
The inflatable tube man costume. It's a pink tube man, bro. Like what you see at the used car dealerships that flail their arms around.
Somebody said, don't think you can walk much in that, DZ, or this one will possibly fog up, so it would be dangerous to walk in.
Okay, you might know me. You might know me. You
I
might
feel
know
like
me.
The inflatable one is out. No?
Inflatable one is completely out.
Okay,
nobody
so
even voted for the inflatable. I ain't gonna lie.
We're going between the sequin suit, because we need to order this today, the sequin suit or the tracksuit. Okay, what on the comments on Facebook, people say, let me see here. The sequin suit, it says this one. DZ already has style, so this is a must. This is Debbie. She says,
for the sequins?
She said, putting him in the socky thing, you just hide him. Tracksuit, tacky.
Oh, well, excuse me, tracksuit being tacky.
Linda on Facebook said, yes, definitely this one, DZ. This is the sequin suit.
Well, somebody on Instagram said, I'm all about the retro windbreaker.
Oh,
go
really?
Go with the tracksuit. The first three votes, tracksuit. Number one, tracksuit. Tracksuit, tracksuit, tracksuit.
Kathleen on Facebook said, fits his personality for the tracksuit.
Oh, wow.
Jody said this one. Sandy said this one. Gwen said this one. Lisa said this one. I'm just reading
which
random.
Which one's this one? The sequins?
This is the tracksuit.
Tracksuit. Everybody track going tracksuit?
No, they're not.
I'm getting a lot of sequins on Instagram.
There's more comments on the sequins on Facebook, but I'm just reading them all for you. So on Facebook, let's see. Becky said, this one, it's more than pink for sure. It's flashy.
It's flashy.
Mm.
Do what I do you, need flashy?
I think you should wear the tracksuit.
You think
for
the tracksuit?
I think so.
I'd be comfortable in either or.
You'd look good in either, but honestly, I think because we want you to like make a statement, but we don't want it to be so obnoxious that it takes away from the day, right?
Exactly.
So I say pink tracksuit because it's still fun and everybody's going to be like, DZ, I love your outfit. Love the tracksuit.
But I'm not sitting there looking like a pink disco ball taking up all the attention, you know? You know.
I know. Because
I'm all for
you.
I agree with you. I'm not doing no stage announcements, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just there for the vibes and bringing the vibes at that. So, I don't know. I mean, I felt like it was pretty split between the sequin suit and the tracksuit.
Right.
Do we do one last poll?
Maybe. I mean, where are we going to do it?
Instagram story?
Okay. All right.
Vote on the Instagram story. You got to make
it
the poll.
Not everybody's on Instagram.
Well, then we put it on Facebook, too.
We can send it there. Yeah, we can put it on both places.
But make it a poll so that it's like you vote for one or the other, because the inflatable tube man is definitely out. But I'm getting a lot of votes for the sequins, and I'm seeing a lot of votes for the tracksuit. My sister-in-law says whichever one I hate the most. Forget you, Caitlin.
That's funny, Caitlin. That was a good idea. Okay, we'll put it up after Am I the Jerk? Because we don't have time right now.
No, we don't. Oh,
we
definitely
gotta go.
Don't.
Mm-hmm. We'll put it up, and then you guys can vote later, and then we're going to order it. What would you like to wear?
I'm good with either. I'm good with any of those.
You had to decide right now.
I'd be comfortable in any one of them three, and I don't want to be the deciding vote. Okay, to be honest, like I want the people to decide.
Okay, fine.
Because if I'm over here going, no, put me in the tracksuit, people are going to vote for the tracksuit. If
no,
I say, put me in the sequins, they're going to put me in the sequins.
Mm-hmm.
So vote one or the other. Y'all do y'all.
Amanda and Kenosha said team tracksuit. And then somebody, Natalie said a tracksuit with sequins would be way better. I vote tracksuit.
A sequins tracksuit?
Okay, now we're getting crazy.
No.
Ryan from Calabama said, whatever one you don't wear, I'll wear.
Fair enough.
Oh, somebody said the sequences will make your thighs hurt. Good looking out, ladies.
Sequins make your thighs hurt?
I don't know. I think anything rubbing against your thighs are going to make your thighs hurt.
Oh,
okay?
Thanks for the advice.
Anyway, all right, let's get into Am I the Jerk, and we'll deal with your outfit for the Susan G. Komen walk later. You can sign up, 1037kissfm.com. We'll see you there.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, am I the jerk for helping him cheat? Oh, jeez.
On a test, right?
No, on her husband.
Oh,
or him on his wife, I should say. Am I the jerk for helping him cheat on his wife?
Yikes, bro. What?
Okay, Allie and DZ. I'm good friends with my neighbors.
Okay.
My neighbor, we'll call her Becky, is going through a really hard time with her husband, and they are separated but still living together. They're trying to slowly and amicably separate for the kids.
But they're not divorced.
No.
But they're
still living together. They're
living
going through
together,
a rough
but
patch, but
Got
trying
it.
To separate, but still together. So to me, you're still together.
They're trying to make it work for the kids. We know what they're doing, bro. Yeah.
Then she says, through all of this, Becky's husband, and we'll just call him Jack, asked me for the number of a good family friend.
What's that family friend?
We'll call her Betty.
Becky
I gave him her number and thought it was a little suspicious, but I didn't want to get involved. Mm-hmm. And now it's turned into a full-blown affair. Mm. Becky found out and is devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for not telling Becky that I kind of helped him cheat and gave him another woman's phone number? Sincerely, Morgan.
Girl, don't blame shift in that direction. You didn't know what he was about to do with that number.
She feels like she helped him cheat.
She clearly feels like she knew what he was trying to do. If they were already splitting and already looking to maybe not get divorced, but they were amicably
looking. They're living together, though.
They're living together, but they're not together in a relationship anymore.
Yeah.
Right? What are you devastated about? Because he hadn't cleared the house yet? Because you can't be devastated over cheating because I wouldn't consider this cheating. You're no longer together.
Well,
even though you're still married, you're separated.
They're separated.
It's the process.
If there was any chance of hope, you have destroyed it by giving him the olive branch. Now, I think he would have found someone else anyway, whether it was that woman or somebody else. I don't think that matters, but
she didn't do it. She didn't make him
it's
cheat.
It's not her fault that he did it, but
right.
she did give him the number.
She facilitated
for
sure.
She facilitated the affair.
Let's be honest. She facilitated for sure. But their relationship was already over and she knew that. So you're going,
says, through all of this, Becky's husband asked me for the phone number of a good family friend.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How does she know so much tea about this family and their relationship?
They're neighbors.
But I don't know jack about my neighbors.
Well, give it time. You've only lived there 2 years.
I don't want to know jack about my neighbors.
Well, she knows everything, and she's apparently helping him cheat because she gave him the name and the phone number of a good family friend. Is she the jerk for helping him cheat? 414-533-1037. Now, she didn't make him cheat. I agree. Mm-hmm. But she feels bad about it. It's her moral dilemma. Somebody said, not the jerk, is a grown man. You can't be doing that stuff for someone living with his ex-wife. Okay, that sounded like two opposite. Think
they
confused?
They confused the people.
I don't know.
Sounds like they might have confused the people.
Carl said, "Sounds like the biggest jerk in a marriage I've ever heard." Definitely the jerk. Don't be cheating on your wife. Well, it sounds like they're trying to separate, but they're still living together, and that's where it gets icky.
They're still living together. They're technically still married. So mm-hmm. Does this count as infidelity? Sure, on paper. But if they were literally months removed, already decided we're never getting back together, we're just gonna make it work for right now until I can get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just moved on.
Somebody said, Morgan isn't the jerk. You can't be stuck in the dust. Oh, my goodness. But hey, she facilitated the dust. People are going to fall behind if they're not jumping from person to person.
She facilitated the dust.
Okay.
She did facilitate the dust.
You guys are silly, dude. All right. 414-533-1037. Morgan is having a moral dilemma. She wants to know if she's the jerk for giving Becky's husband somebody else's phone number who he's now having a full-blown affair with, and Becky's devastated. But they were already trying to separate. They still live together.
So many layers.
Awkward. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Morgan wrote into the show, she feels like she's helping her neighbor cheat because her neighbors are going through a rough patch. They're separated, still living together for the kids, but trying to separate slowly. Mm-hmm. She gave Becky's husband somebody's number he asked for, and now he's in a full-blown affair. She feels bad about it.
She ain't do nothing but hand a number over. Ooh. She didn't know what was going to happen after that. I hope she doesn't blame shift herself into a rabbit hole because he did this to himself.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Sarah in Franklin this morning. She called in with her son Brody, but I told them only one can go or it gets too chaotic
morning,
on the air.
Y'all for
Hi,
real,
Sarah and Brody. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi. All right, Hi. Sarah. Which way are you going today?
We're saying not the jerk.
Ooh,
absolutely
go on.
Absolutely not.
Okay, go
yeah.
on.
So it sounds like from what was written in, she said, you know, from what she knew, the relationship was over. They were kind of parting their own ways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess, right, like technically you're still married, but there's so many people who are technically still married that are going through the process that move on.
And see other people, 100%.
True, but they're not, 100%. Are they living together? That's what makes
yes.
it so weird.
I've seen it time. One of my best friends, shout out my guy, Zach, dad lived with him and his stepdad. And his mother
oh, well,
for years.
Okay, but there's no stepdad in this. There is no, they haven't moved on. They're still married and he's out in a relationship. They're not all living a happy family. It's not the same parallel. It's a bad analogy.
It was a very happy family.
That's amazing.
As far as separation goes, the family never really separated. You
right.
know, he always stayed in the home and then one half of the family, the one
Damn.
That was single, moved on and remarried with somebody Oof. Else, but they were always life partners. You
but
know what
Becky
I mean?
Becky is devastated, according to this. This is not your family where
it's
they're all
family.
Living. That's so strange.
Mm.
Okay, so wait. So not the jerk, Sarah.
No, absolutely not. Brody and I say not the jerk.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks for calling. Bye, Sarah and Brody.
Thank you.
Have
Bye.
A great day. Bye. Much love. Bye.
All right, we're going to go to Emily in Milwaukee. Not theme song Emily, different Emily.
Different.
There's a lot of Emilys in Milwaukee.
I mean, who knew?
Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, you Good. Know, we're divided. Is Morgan the jerk for giving him the number and kind of helping him cheat, but not, I guess?
I'm saying jerk, mm-hmm. and the reason is because it sounds like she knows the wife, too.
She's
friends
with
the wife.
And
he's still living there. Right. Like, you have to keep, you kind of know what. I mean, unless he's a repairman and fixing something, you know, that's
You're
what he's probably calling for.
He knew she
you know?
She had an inkling of why he asked for the
right.
family friend's number. And now that they're
Still
in the affair, she feels bad. Right.
And that's where the
right.
guilt comes
and,
from.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't know how he's acting when he's in the home with her.
Yeah.
You know, what if he's acting, playing both sides or who knows, you
well,
know?
That's what concerns me about people still living together,
right.
going through a divorce is you don't, they could still be getting it on. They
yeah.
could still, I mean, you
right.
don't know.
One day they say it's over. The next day they're still trying to work it out.
Lines aren't
yeah,
crossed.
Because one day you
right.
love your partner and one day you want to smack them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't literally smack them, but you know what I'm saying? It's ebbs and flows, your relationships with people.
Too
so
messy.
If you get them on a bad
yeah.
day and they decide to step out because they go, well, we're going through a divorce, but then the next day they're back in love. It's
yeah.
a hot mess
and
if you're living together.
And kids involved makes it even weirder on top.
We don't know that.
Right.
I mean, but still.
Yeah.
But either way, you know?
Either way.
Okay, so you say jerk for giving the number.
Sure.
Getting involved, period, really.
Yeah.
Because you're friends with them.
You kind of know. You kind of know. Kind of
right.
know, But thank you for having me on. It's my first time calling. I love you guys.
We love you back. We'd love to hear
totally
from you
love
some
you
more,
guys.
Too,
well,
congrats.
You guys are great.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, and congrats on getting through. Call again, Emily. You never know. You
I
might
will,
get
for
in.
Sure.
All right.
For sure.
Talk to you
Thanks,
tomorrow for
guys.
Day two. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Last but not least, Sue is in Milwaukee. She's going to be our tiebreaker today. Hi, Sue.
Ooh, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerk or not the jerk for helping him cheat, kind of.
kind of.
Okay, look. I say jerk.
Okay.
Because no matter what, they're living together. They are married. They have children together.
They have not
First,
filed,
yes.
it doesn't sound like. I mean, there's this
right.
is weird.
Married
yeah.
is married for sure.
Yeah.
Right. You have introduced some mess and drama into this relationship, one, and two.
That was already
no matter
struggling.
What, they still have feelings for each other. Yes, they might be separating, but now you have created a situation that could make an acrimonious divorce when they could have just moved forward because they were trying to slowly separate for the kids. Now you just have some drama.
Now you just made it messy. Sue, I hear you.
So, yeah.
You know, I understand she didn't want to become involved.
But she is.
However,
but
she is, and she knew why he wanted that. Now, I'm not even going to introduce the fact that, you know, either of them have done this type of thing before. But why would you introduce this mess and this drama into this relationship with these kids? That's who I'm worried about.
Fair enough.
That's why you say jerk. Morgan's the jerk for giving the guy the number. Because, he's the one doing it, doing the whatever he's doing, right? Whether it's allowed or not allowed. But I do agree. As long as they're still living together and anything amicable, if Becky is now devastated, the neighbor, the
wife.
Out
the window.
If she's devastated, it's going to cause more problems. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So, okay. Well, there it is. Jerk today. Thanks, jerk. Sue.
Thanks. Love you all.
Love you back.
Love you more. Bye. Jerkity jerk.
Wow, big old jerk.
Yeah. Just stay out of it, I think, is the moral of the story, if you can.
I hear it, too, when people going, she knew what she was doing by giving him that number. He knew why he was asking for the digits.
She's sitting there, the neighbor, just sitting there looking through the curtains going, I'll just sit back and watch.
Sipping tea
so
and watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're so right.
I know. She's enjoying
it. She's messy.
Mm-hmm.
This neighbor is messy.
You ready to give away these Ed Sheeran tickets? Because, you guys, you can't even buy these yet. They can't even buy them till Friday. He's coming to Summerfest. We found out he's headlining at the AmFam Amphitheater. So exciting on June 25th. So,
big tings.
That's why I've been taking caller 25, because he's coming on June 25th.
Are you sure you don't want to take caller number one?
I'm positive, okay? I'd take caller 200 before I take caller one.
Hey, careful what you wish for, dog.
No, caller 25, you are going to see Ed Sheeran, baby, at Summerfest. 414-533-1037. June 25th. He is going to be headlining Summerfest. I cannot wait. Good luck. 414-533-1037. I said Hudson taught me about K-pop, and he got so mad. He goes, don't say that.
But you don't want to be the originator of your knowledge?
I said, but you've taught me everything about K-pop, and that's why I know about Huntrix and Golden right there. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. He said, don't say that.
He doesn't want to be known as the K-popper or what? What's wrong?
I don't know, but he was really upset.
He ain't like, K-pop-tonian like that?
They're in the don't talk about me unless I talk about me.
It's not about the topic. It's just the fact that it's words coming out your mouth as a parent.
Yeah, they're like, don't say anything about us. We're too cool now.
Don't look in my direction. Yeah.
Well, you know who doesn't mind us talking about her? Tanya in Sheboygan. Pull her up. Hey, Tanya.
Morning, Tanya.
Hello, good morning.
What's happening in Sheboygan?
Nothing. I can't believe I won these tickets. I just dropped my daughter off at high school, and she is going to be insanely happy.
Where'd she go? Sheboygan Central?
No. Sheboygan North.
She goes to Sheboygan North. Got it.
Well, wait till you pick her up from school, because you're going to see Ed Sheeran.
Yay.
You should text
her. It's going to be awesome.
No, tell her in person just so you can see her face. That's going to be the best day ever.
Go pick her up at lunch.
Yes.
You know what? Just go back to school and be like, you know what, girl? We done for the day. We won tickets.
Put us on the phone. Let's talk to the principal.
Go back to the school now. We're calling her out. Come on.
That's so funny. All right. Well, you're going, Tanya. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can't buy these yet. You can buy them starting Friday. But Ed Sheeran headlining at Summerfest, AmFam Amphitheater. It's going to sell out. I have no doubt about that. It's going to be a lot of firsts for a lot of parents with their kids. And just a really good show. So have a great time, Tanya. Somebody will be in touch.
Great. See you there in June.
See ya.
Oh, bye.
Oh, I'll be there.
Trust me.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Honestly, can't buy them, but you can win them.
You can win them. So there you go. We'll have another chance tomorrow at the same time. And if you're still looking for things to win, you can go on our website to 1037kissfm.com. There's some tickets there under contest for Adam Sandler, who's going to be here in a few weeks. You can sign up for our More Than Pink Walk with Susan G. Komen. But more importantly, coming up next, I have a very big surprise for you, DZ.
A surprise for me?
A very big, and our listeners.
I was
and
say, our,
I have a very big announcement.
I don't do surprises or announcements.
Good.
You know
well,
that.
Well, you're
you know
going to today. It's a big announcement. It's a big surprise. And you're going to, DZ, just trust me for once. You're going to love this.
I trust you for always. That doesn't mean my face likes it.
You're going to love this. You guys, I'm so excited to share with you my big announcement.
I don't like this.
You're going to be so proud of me.
I don't like this at all.
You're going to love this.
No
hold
me
on.
Gusta. I don't like this.
You're going to love it. Kiss FM. You're going to be so proud of me. I'm so excited to make this announcement. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, home of Ali and DZ.
Wepa.
We are bilingual. DZ is Colombian.
Yes.
Si, si. Señor.
Si. Si,
señorita. And Ali has been working on her Spanish.
You back on Duolingo?
I am, and I've been working very, very hard.
Good for you.
And I have a very big announcement.
What's your announcement, Ali?
I am officially bilingual, everybody.
How?
I can speak Spanish with the best of them. I've been working very hard. I took 4 years in high school. I minored in college, and I forgot almost all of it until DZ came back into my life and I started working on my Spanish. So what did I do? I made an entire reel on Instagram in Spanish. Would you like to hear me speaking Spanish?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, well, let me see here. Let me go ahead
on
and
Dollar Tree Hall with
oh
me
no,
and
here's my Spanish one. Here we go.
Vamos de compras en Dollar Tree con Hudson.
What the hell?
Ya sabes que siempre voy directo a los palitos de carne porque me encantan, así que compro un montón.
Mm-hmm.
Hold
siempre
on.
Compro pasta mm-hmm. de dientes cuando estoy en Dollar Tree.
That's me.
Porque es
fluent.
Barata.
This is fluent.
Thank
cepillos
you.
De dientes porque ya sabes. O compré
thank
esto
you.
La última vez.
Porque ya sabes. What
esa pestaña grande.
¿Sí?
Y siempre agarro algo para probar del pasillo de mm-hmm. maquillaje, así que este será el uno. Es esa temporada. Todos a mi alrededor se están enfermando,
me.
Aunque Raquel es
I
la
know
mejor.
It's you. It sounds like you.
Solo.
What do you think?
This is so good.
Lo haré.
Thank you.
Oa, compré un nuevo coche. Necesito limpiador de coche.
Pause that, bro, because I didn't know you were snapping in Spanish like that. Dude, I got to give you your
listen,
props. Wow.
Thank you.
You've been practicing.
I have been practicing so hard. You love my Spanish?
I am genuinely so proud of you right now, dog.
You want more? Thank you.
Necesitaba toallas de papel. Nunca las compro allí. No sé si lo haré de nuevo porque son muy delgadas. Oh, oh, y ese para un rollo de nueces.
Oh,
ya sabes
oh.
que no como esas, pero compré una extra porque son muy buenas.
Son muy buenas. I don't even know what you're saying, but I can
that's
envision
me.
All
estoy
of them because
it's Spanish.
Estoy con los
pero tengo que tener cuidado con ellos porque son grasosos, ODZ, y me encantan estos. Esos son para el estudio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, bro,
I got the tahini peanuts.
You said DZ?
Yeah, I got sunflower seeds, croutons.
Es porque estos son el impulso de la ensalada César.
Hold on.
Are you guys impressed with my Spanish? I just want to know because I have been working very hard, and I think that I have earned some kind of praise because it's all for you, DZ, my Colombian friend.
You've earned a whole lot of praise because
thank you.
I'm not saying you have to learn English, right? Like to rock with me, we could speak in English. We could speak in Spanish. We could speak in English.
Yeah,
we don't.
I don't have to have Spanish, but I wanted to.
You don't have to learn Spanish, but I appreciate the effort. But I also got some questions.
Okay, because people texting in are killing me.
Who
right
have
now.
You been practicing with that isn't me? Because I would have known you've made such progress in this Spanish game. Yet here you are hablando tan fluyente que suenas como si fueras nativa en español.
Isn't that amazing?
You're speaking so fluent. You sound like you native from somewhere.
You guys, I have never been more proud. Of the fact that I did a whole reel in Spanish. I mean,
y
seriously.
Siempre agarro
you
algo
guys,
para
this,
probar del pasillo de maquillaje.
This is me.
I ain't done a reel in Spanish because it's not going to hit my target
todos
demo.
Todos a mi alrededor se están enfermando, aunque Raquel es la mejor. Mis hijos solo.
Okay, listen. Whoever texted in, Whitney from Racine said, yes, go ahead, Allie.
Do your thing.
And then somebody said, damn, Allie, I'm so impressed. You go, girl. Anna from Milwaukee said, Allie, that's not you. This isn't me?
Siempre compro un par.
That's my voice.
Esa alfombra es linda, pero no
I worked hard.
Necesitaba toallas de papel. Nunca las
compro. Thank you.
That sounds like you. That's your accent,
Sarah
bro.
And Maguanago said, wow, great job, Ali. That's still on my bucket list to learn Spanish.
That's crazy good.
Somebody said, speak like that right now. No.
Wait a second. Yeah.
No.
Speak like that right now,
okay.
Ali.
Es porque estos son el impulso de la ensalada César. Necesitaba nuevos platos, pero conozco bien a mi familia.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you how I made my reel in Espanol.
Yeah, you spoke Spanish.
I have been working very hard. Muy hard, DZ.
Oh, wait a second.
Allie, I'm genuinely impressed. That was crazy fluent.
That was crazy fluent.
Here's me again.
¿Cuál me era?
How'd you make this happen?
Vamos de compras en Dollar Tree con Hudson.
Carl and Indy said you sound good, Ali.
Los palitos de carne porque me encantan, así que compro un montón.
All right, I'll tell you next. I'll tell you next how I learned that Spanish. Thank you very much. Hold on. Wow, Gio in West Dallas. Oh, sorry, my bad. I was going to play my reel again in Spanish. Gio in West Dallas said, me and my daughter are in the car listening to you. Jaws dropped when we heard your reel in Spanish because we had low expectations.
Same.
Amazing.
Same.
So I was telling DZ I was so proud. I had a big announcement. I've been working on my Spanish. I've been very serious about it. And DZ, you're Colombian. Spanish is your first language.
Español es mi primer idioma y yo lo puedo hablar en cualquier momento, no importa qué sea.
See, so I did a reel in Spanish, in Espanol, and I was so proud of it. So I was playing it for everybody.
Coche, necesito limpiador de coche.
That's me.
No puedes equivocarte con las baterías.
I can hear it, that's you.
Siempre tienes que comprar baterías cuando estás en Dollar Tree. Mm-hmm. Mis hijos pierden todos nuestros cables de carga, así que siempre compro un par.
I'm so proud of myself right now. And so people are texting in, good job, Allie. Good job, Senorita.
We're proud of you.
Jason in Maguanago said, good job. Pull up Ariana in West Dallas because, you know, her parents own a Mexican restaurant.
I mean, she owned her own theme song.
She has something to say. Hello. Talk about Spanish.
Her theme song is in Spanish. You know
Ariana,
what I'm saying?
You must be so proud of me.
Buenos
días.
Mira, Ali.
A ver, mi gente. A ver. Vamos a hablar.
Mira.
Mira, K. You want some more, Ariana? You want some more? I got more.
I was calling. I'm like, damn, Allie, I'm so proud of you. And then when I was like, really, Allie? Dizzy, come get her.
What do you mean, come get me? Everyone's texting in saying I'm doing a great job.
Girl, that accent is a little too good.
Oh, this is me. Forget you guys. Okay, fine. Here it is again. You don't think my Spanish is great?
Dollar Tree con Hudson.
Con Hudson?
Ya sabes que siempre voy
directo. Sounds like me.
It does sound like you.
Me encantan, it is me. Compro un montón. Siempre compro pasta de dientes cuando estoy en Dollar Tree.
I don't see the problem, Ariana. I think I sound amazing speaking Spanish.
And that's the problem. You sound amazing speaking Spanish. Mira,
Ali. Somebody said, habla español ahora. I know what that means.
You know what the Mexicans say when people lie? La Llorona is going to come get you. You know that, right?
El cucuy, too, is going right behind.
Ariana, you heard it. I'm not lying. Listen to my Spanish. Spanish.
So,
no es mentira.
Hola, compré un nuevo coche. Necesito limpiador de coche.
Mm-hmm.
No puedes equivocarte con las baterías. Mm-hmm. Siempre.
Okay, fine. You don't believe that's me? That's me, Ariana. It sounds like me.
Háblame español, Ali.
Ahora.
Talk to me in Spanish,
ahora.
Ali.
Okay, todos.
Oh, dang. Okay. She's starting off good.
Estaba bromeando, no era yo. Okay, tell everybody what I said, DZ.
In translation, okay, everybody. I was joking. It wasn't me.
Okay, wait. Hold on, you guys. I'm so
Say that again.
Up.
Say that again.
Okay, todos. Estaba bromeando, no era yo.
That still sounds good,
Thank
G.
you. Well, I did take 4 years in high school, and I minored. It's not like I haven't spoken Spanish. I just forgot it all. And so being around you helps.
Yeah.
But.
That fluency in the video, though, that was superb.
So now if everyone wants to know how I did that, I will explain, because everyone's texting in going, great job, and then everyone else is going, AI Alley. Everybody knows it's AI Alley, because here's the deal. When you make a reel now on Instagram, this is fascinating. Obviously, I made the reel in English. Okay, mm-hmm. you guys. So here it is, me talking in English.
Vamos de compras.
Oh, wait, it's still in Spanish. Let's go back to English.
Ya sabes que si head straight to the beef sticks because I love them, so I buy a bunch.
Okay. This is what the reel actually sounds
when
like.
I'm at the Dollar Tree because it's cheap.
Original audio.
Now, when you put a reel on Instagram, they offer you the ability to translate it so that more people in more countries or even in America can understand it in different languages.
I love that feature. I've never used it.
So I said, well, what the heck? Why not? We have a ton of people listening who speak Spanish. Why wouldn't I translate it into Spanish for them?
I don't drop Spanish content being the Latino on the show because I'm like, man, it's going to miss half the people that don't understand it, and then half the content is gone anyway.
Now you can do it in English and Spanish. Ooh. So I clicked translation so that more people could watch it in their language, and I had no idea. I'm like, is this going to really be weird when it translates? But it sounds so good. You guys hear this. This is me.
OES para un rollo de nueces. Ya sabes que no como esas, pero compré una extra porque son muy buenas.
You sound so fast.
Estoy con los anacardos, pero tengo que tener cuidado con ellos porque son grasosos, ODZ.
Me and Ariana are still dumbfounded about this.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm pretty amazed.
It's amazing.
At least you taught us something new on Instagram, right? I don't know it.
Now, honest listen. To God, I am fluent in Spanish if anyone asks, you guys.
What am I going to sound like, though? Because my accent, you hear me speak English. You hear this you accent in English. Pero cuando yo estoy hablando en español, el acento colombiano es muy grueso.
How do they make it? I don't know how they do
I'm
my voice.
I'm not
going to
sound like myself when I speak Spanish. You feel me?
You don't think so?
I'm going to have some type of Americanized accent because I don't have an accent when I speak English.
I have an idea, Ariana and DZ. What if DZ does it in Spanish and then we see what the English translations.
Like, let's do it.
Because Spanish is your first language.
Spanish is my first language.
But you can translate now on your reels on Instagram. And so I put mine in Spanish and English. And when I hear myself talking in Spanish, it actually makes me want to really work harder on my Spanish. Because I'm like, damn!
DZ, you
got to
say
huepa
in Spanish to see how it translates.
Huepa. Apuesto que me haría hablar como así. Entonces, yo creo que yo ya sé cómo sonaría.
You guys, I did my reel, though, in English, and I didn't even have that much energy, and it still translated appropriately in Spanish with accent and everything. That's crazy.
It sounded fantastic. It makes me want to go play with video right now just to try to go mess with something so I know what I would sound like if I had an accent, didn't have an accent.
Well, I love that everybody thought I was speaking really, because I do speak a little Spanish, but this is not me speaking Spanish. This is an AI translator.
Estoy con los anacardos, pero tengo que tener cuidado con ellos porque son
grasos. All I could think was, it sounds just like me.
It does sound
just
like me.
I'm going to trick everybody.
It keeps that inflection. It's crazy. That is scary.
Riley in Sheboygan said, I thought you were using an AI translator with your voice at LMAO. No, I just put it into Instagram and then they said, put it as offer the translation. Yes, and I can, you can go to my, if you go to my Instagram, AllieFaith1, A-L-L-E-Y, AllieFaith1, you can see when you click on my reel, you can click the translations on the bottom and rotate and see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I had no clue you could
do
that.
It's crazy. So,
there you go. All right, mi gente, I'm about to start dropping contenido para ustedes, entonces.
Okay, todos. I was lying. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I just did all of my Spanish speaking on display for everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. If you missed it, so sorry.
Got to listen back on the Odyssey app. Hey, UDACY later on. You know
it was good.
It was pretty good.
Come on, admit it.
I was impressed. I was very impressed.
But you said, because Spanish is your first language, DZ, you're Colombian. People don't realize that about you.
They don't.
And you said you just found out about a word you've been mispronouncing your whole life. And I was like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, the soap brand. Very, very popular soap brand. Palmolive?
Palmolive?
Palmolive.
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 Is that, you call it what?
Palmolive.
Okay, why do you call it that?
Because in Spanish, my whole life, I've said palmolive.
Ah, so you can't in your brain wrap your head around palm olive.
Palm olive.
Palm olive.
Those are two separate words.
Palm olive.
Palm olive. Mm-hmm. Two separate words.
No, they're one.
I can say palm. I can say olive.
You can't say palm olive?
You put that word together, it's palm leaf.
Really? You can't say it. Come on, try it. Palm olive. Palm olive. There you go.
Palm olive. I can say palm olive. When I look at that soap brand and I look to my wife and go, baby, please hand me the palm leaf. I cannot palm olive. The soap is called palm leaf.
What are words you've mispronounced your whole life? 414-533-1037. I'm not laughing at you, DZ, because it's your second language, so who cares if you mispronounce words? Like, whatever. But, I mean, there's going to be people where English is their first language and they're mispronouncing words all of the time. I intentionally misspell or intentionally mispronounce words sometimes just to spell them, right? Like February. Wednesday. I'll spell them out the way they should be. But honestly, like, I'm trying to think of a word that I always have trouble pronouncing. 414-533-1037.
You know the word possum?
Yeah.
We're saying that wrong.
Possum?
And I know I'm not the only one.
What do you mean?
It's an opossum.
What do you mean?
It's not a possum. It's an opossum. There's an O.
At
the beginning of the word.
We just don't have the word right.
We're pronouncing it 100% wrong.
There's nothing, there is no possum that is not a thing?
No, it's an opossum.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
We did talk about this.
Mispronunciations.
Yeah, it's an opossum.
It's an opossum. Mm-hmm. And like it's palm leaf.
Oh my gosh. Somebody said, let's make that the new pronunciation, DZ.
Palm leaf.
No,
thank
it's
you.
Palm olive. Knock it off. Go to the phones.
It's
They're
all
ringing.
One word. Palm leaf.
Let's go to the phones. We're talking about words that you mispronounced your whole life. Yeah, go ahead. Pull them up.
Rando?
Screw it. Hi, Kiss. Woo. Who's this?
It's April.
Hi, April.
Hey, April.
What city are you calling from, girl?
Waukesha.
Ooh, and what do you mispronounce? DZ has an issue with palm olive soap. What do you have an issue with?
Well, DZ, you just need to start using Dawn.
You mean Dawn.
Dawn, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, my whole life. My mom pronounced breakfast as breakfast. There was an R in
breakfast.
There. Breakfast. So that's how I pronounced it until I was in my late teens, early 20s, where I had to correct myself from saying it.
So now you say breakfast.
I say breakfast, yes, but
you catch
breakfast.
Yourself slipping.
But she still says breakfast.
Breakfast, she catches. And
she
sometimes
can't.
It's a southern thing, like the worder. You know what I'm saying? Some people in Arkansas, they say worder.
Oh, I just thought of a word I say wrong. Akai.
What?
Akai?
What?
A-C-A-I? How do you say it?
Acai?
There you go.
Acai?
You see? See? I told you.
Acai?
There you go.
Acai?
Yeah.
Akai?
It's a Kai.
It's a Kai. It's a Kai. Wait, what?
The way I see it in my mind is a Kai. So when somebody said whatever you said,
I went,
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a Kai.
A Kai.
They're like, no, it's a C. I'm like, no, it's a Kai.
It's
a Kai. Great. It's whatever you say it
is. It's Palm Leaf.
Yep. I love it.
Oh my God.
April, that was so good.
All right.
Yo.
Thanks, April. Have a good
day. All right. You too.
You.
Love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. What words do you mispronounce?
Spaghettis?
Why do I
say spaghettis? There is an unnecessary S. I've known about it my whole life. And again,
even if you have plural, it's still spaghetti.
Spaghettis.
No, there's no S. Even when it's plural, there's no S. You're out of your mind. Spaghetti is plural as it is.
Spaghettis.
Unbelievable. All right. I wasn't mad about palm olive, but now I'm mad about spaghettis because that makes no sense, okay? We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. So we're talking about words you mispronounce because DZ can't say...
Palm olive?
It's palm olive, DZ.
Yeah, palm olive.
Mm-hmm. I can't say acai.
Acai? You mean acai?
Whatever you say.
Yeah,
sure.
Probably.
Sure, whatever you say. I want to start with JoJo and Brown Deer. JoJo and Brown Deer said that she has something she always says wrong. Hi, JoJo.
JoJo.
Hi. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Jinx. What do you always mispronounce?
Okay, so my 15-year-old daughter always corrects me because I'm Puerto Rican, so I have an accent. So she tells me I mispronounce IKEA for IKEA.
You say IKEA?
Which one do you say?
Oh, you say IKEA.
Uh-huh.
Ah, it's IKEA.
Yeah, it's IKEA.
Not an E and I, but it's just the translation probably.
It's the EA. It's it's that EA.
Oh, it is?
That EA is EA, not IA in Spanish.
Yeah. Ah.
It's my last name, EA.
So how would you got it?
Oh, you broke up bad.
How do we pronounce it? It's IKEA.
It's IKEA.
That's how I say it, IKEA.
Oh.
Can you say IKEA? IKEA?
What?
You can do it. You can do it. IKEA. You can do it. Try it.
IKEA?
You got this. You got
Shikanta.
This.
IKEA.
There you go.
IKEA.
IKEA. Car key. Think of a car key and go IKEA.
IKEA.
Do it phonetically.
Como si estuvieras haciendo karate. Like if you're doing karate. IKEA.
IKEA. IKEA.
IKEA.
IKEA.
IKEA.
Does that help? You're welcome. Goodbye.
We're phonetic experts.
No, JoJo, you're so sweet. Thanks for calling. Love you.
See you at IKEA. Bye.
We're talking about words you mispronounce. You can text or call at 414-533-1037. Terry's in Racine, and Terry said she has two words.
You're going to hate Aaron. I'll tell you next.
Why?
Oh, you're going to hate Aaron. Morning, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning. I'm still laughing at IKEA.
You mean IKEA?
Hey. We all have our things, so what's yours? Come on.
Be real.
So one of them, I've been saying this way since I was a kid and get made fun of so much. Star Wars.
Star Wars. Say war.
Star Wars.
Say war.
Star Wars.
Say war.
I can't say.
Say war.
War.
Say
war.
Say World War One. Say World War One.
There you go.
World War One.
Yeah.
There it is. Now say Star Wars.
Say Star Wars.
Star Wars. It's the star.
Star Wars. I feel like I'm a speech pathologist right now. I'm like, star.
This is what speech pathologists do, star.
Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah!
We're proud of you.
We're proud of you.
That was amazing. You never have to do it again, but you can always listen back and play it for yourself and hear yourself say it correctly. How's that?
You know what? Yeah. We'll agree with you and say it should have been called Star Battles. It would have been far easier. How about that?
Honestly, I've never seen it, so I don't care.
Oh, whoa.
Even worse.
Offended.
I've never seen it either.
Well, Terry.
No wonder she
Well, then
care.
You don't got to worry about saying it.
What? In fairness, it came out 100 years ago, okay? Let's be real. You're either into it or you're not.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm not offended. Which are Star Wars.
All right, Terry. Wait, what was your other one?
Oh, yeah.
Mirror.
Oh, mirror. I could see mirror being difficult. Mirror.
Yeah,
mirror. And you,
mirror.
It's two syllables, not one. You're saying mirror.
Isn't a mare like a calf? Like a mare? I'm talking about a mare like an animal sense?
Maybe it's an animal, but yeah.
she's talking about a mirror. A reflective mirror. You say mare.
Yeah, a mare.
Huh?
Yeah, a mare is a horse, an adult female horse.
An adult female horse, not a calf. Got it. Good to know. Mm-hmm. And not what you're looking into every morning, okay?
Say mirror.
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 Good job!
We're helping everybody out today.
But I can say it. I just thought amen.
Well, you can just get whatever. If I know what you mean, I don't care. It's fine.
Look at yourself in whatever you want, girl, whether it's a horse or not.
Two syllables, not one. Mirror, okay? You got this.
Okay.
Love you, Terry. Bye.
Bye, Terry.
You guys are so funny. Heather's in West Dallas with the beautiful liver.
This is a beautiful liver?
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
What's the word you mispronounce?
So ever since my beautiful liver has come to stay with me from New Jersey, I say coffee.
What?
Oh, that's why you put an accent on it. Okay, so Heather got a liver, a transplant.
Right.
And the doctor said it was a beautiful liver. So that's the joke when Heather calls. Oh, you got a beautiful liver. The doctor saw it and said it himself.
You can hear the liver laughing now. Yeah.
Right? Because your liver came from New Jersey, you say coffee. You say coffee. You think you're from the East Coast now, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. And sometimes it's water. I always have to ask him, I'm like, can you please say that again? Like, you say water.
You need to talk to my dad. You know, my dad's from New Jersey. He says pizza.
Pizza.
He puts an R at the end of anything that ends in an A. It's pizza.
That's an East Coast thing?
Yeah, oh yeah. Huh. Oh, yeah.
Really?
What do you think?
Not a North and East Coast thing. Not where I'm from.
Not where I'm from.
Not that liver.
Says the liver. Get out of here.
Yeah, not that liver.
Thanks for calling, Heather. Bye.
Thank you.
Appreciate
bye.
It. Much love, y'all.
Last but not least, Bella's in Kenosha, and then I'll read some texts, and then we got tickets.
Homie.
Yep.
Bruh, you know how I said you're going to be mad at Erin?
Yeah.
She can't pronounce New Berlin.
Oh, dude, I just told my kids this the other day. I said they say it wrong.
New Berlin.
Owen says to me, what do you know about the Cold War? I said, what are you asking me about the Cold War for? I wasn't even alive, I don't think. In the 80s? I mean, I was like four, dude. And he goes, well, do you know about the collapse of the wall? And then I started going, oh, you mean like in Berlin, Germany? And I couldn't say it because of New
Berlin. You're saying Berlin.
And I said, you're so used to New Berlin that you don't even know it's the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to them that I think New Berlin mispronounces it, and I had to readjust when I moved here 25 years ago.
It should be pronounced New Berlin, but it's New Berlin.
It's so hard.
It really is mispronounced, and my wife technically pronounced it the right way, but I got to correct her to say it the wrong way for Berlin.
It's New Berlin.
It's New Berlin. New Berlin. She's right.
I agree with Aaron. It's New Berlin.
I agree, but I have no choice.
Ask the residents of New Berlin what they say.
New Berlin, unfortunately.
Like Waukesha, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but here we are.
Mm-hmm. Waukesha.
What are the words you can't pronounce, Bella?
I've just been sitting here trying to say it correctly, and I still can't do it. But I say ornament.
Ornament. Ornament.
Ornament.
Oh, you're putting the M before the N. You got to go orn.
I'm clocking it.
You got to start with ornament. Orn.
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 O-R-N.
Ornament.
Forget about the rest of the word. Just say orn.
Orn. Amen.
Ament.
There you go. Ornament.
Yeah.
Orn. Ament.
Even if I try, it's like I almost like I'm spitting.
It's weird.
Somebody texted in and said peculiar.
Peculiar.
Now you're making me mispronounce things.
The word peculiar. Linoleum.
Linoleum's hard for you.
Did I say that right?
Linoleum.
I got a mush mouth.
It's similar to Mike.
Linoleum.
Linoleum.
I got to say a goofy.
I can't look you in the eye when you say that because you look crazy.
Linoleum. Because if not,
his tongue's coming all the way out of his mouth.
A little linoleum. I gotta say it like that, bro. A little linoleum.
Try Mike. So he says aluminum.
Aluminum is a somebody else texted and they can't say aluminum.
Yeah, he says aluminum, and then I say no, it's aluminum, and then he says aluminium, and I'm like no.
Well, now you're British.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Bella, we love you. Thanks for calling.
I love you. You have a good day.
You too, fair. Much love. Bye.
Somebody texted in. My mom pronounces a few wrong. Charcuterie. She pronounces the beginning. Char, like a steak. Like so steak. Oh, well, I've heard of char. Okay, charcuterie.
Interchangeable?
Yeah, I guess that.
I'm going to tell your mom she's wrong.
Yeah. Somebody else, breakfast is breakfed.
Breakfed?
That's somebody, yeah, it's weird.
All right, maybe you just wanted to be different. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Brian from Greenfield said, I say pumpkin wrong. I say pumpkin.
Pumpkin. I've heard that one a lot. Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin pie.
There you go.
It's always with the pie.
Mackenzie in West Dallas said, here I thought DZ was going to say Dial for dial soap in Spanish, but you went with the palm olive.
Nope, palm leaf.
All right. Well, thank you everyone who texted in, even Danielle in East Troy, who said Worcestershire is one of the hardest words to pronounce, and I agree with you.
Salute to you if you even try it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got to give away these tickets to see Brandy and Monica. Get this, they're coming to Fiserv Forum. They're going to be here next month, October 17th. And if you are caller 17 right now, you're going to go because they're coming on the 17th.
Right now? Caller right number now. 17, right meow?
Right now, 414-533-1037. If you go back in my day, and a lot of you do, you know what I'm talking about with Brandy and Monica. It's going to give you all the feels, the nostalgia. So, 414-533-1037. You're going to see Brandy and Monica, caller 17. Oh, I forgot to say congratulations to our winner. What was her name?
Oh, you're talking about Ashley?
Thank you.
Ashley in West Dallas?
Yes. How did you know that?
Big
because
ups,
I already
Ashley.
Forgot. Ashley in West Dallas. She was so excited. She's going to see Brandy and Monica at Fiserv Forum. So congrats. Another chance tomorrow.
Same time, same place.
Mm-hmm. And we still have Ed Sheeran tickets every day at 7:45 as well.
Double
so,
woo.
Yeah. Okay, DZ, you've been asking me about your posture lately. And so I feel like it's time to talk about this because they're saying now that the way you hold yourself, whether you sit or stand, it can make you look way older.
Mm.
And I believe it because I also have a problem with my posture because I'm so tall and I was always the tallest girl that I've slouched my whole life because of it. Now everyone's taller than me because there's another generation below us, right? My kids are taller than me. When I walk into Qdoba, let's say, and I'm in line, there's always girls taller than me. And I'm like, whoa.
These kids are big.
For 25, 30 years, I was the tallest girl in the room always.
Every
and so
time.
To see girls taller than me now is like amazing. I'm like, wow. Like, I'm not the tallest one anymore.
Yeah.
That being said, I still slouch in pictures. I'm still hunched over. And you had knee surgery and you said your posture is part of your issue right now, right?
My posture has been part of my issue for probably longer than I've known.
Yeah.
Whether it be walking, whether it be standing. I've slouched my whole life, and I'm not a big dude, by no means, but I've always remembered catching myself trying to look smaller.
Yeah, same.
Right? Always wanting to look smaller. Same. So my knees will slouch, my hip will slack, my shoulders dip, and everything rolls forward, and I kind of like crouch my head a little bit at
every
an angle.
Picture I'm like knees something to the side so I'm shorter with everybody. I'm leaned over
something my the angle that my body's at is so like I appear to be dipped more towards the angle. Like I've spent way too much unnecessary time that now I just do these things subconsciously.
Yeah, we don't even realize how bad it is.
And I've been messing my own posture up to the point where now post-surgery I realize how bad it actually is. The doctors told me how bad it is.
It's probably affecting your legs and knees and butt.
It is. It's affecting my ability to do stairs. There's like, your posture is terrible. You're losing like a half inch of height.
I believe it.
It's terrible.
I think the same thing. And I didn't realize, like, I had a friend who has really good posture. And I didn't realize until she told me a story about her mom basically being almost abusive when she wasn't standing up straight. Like, her mom would always correct her and be like, stand up straight.
The ruler mom.
And so she's so free. You know, she did that her whole life that now she has amazing posture.
She's neurotic
about
it.
She doesn't like her mom, but she's got amazing posture. Well, they say that if you don't want to look older than you are, you need to make some posture adjustments. Because when we do that, we're making ourselves look older. They said, these are all of the things we do that make you look older. And nobody really, I mean, maybe if you're young, you want to look older. But slouching. Shoulders makes you look older. I do that a lot too. Look, even this is how I stand all the time.
Yeah,
this
all
is
the
how
time.
It should be. I'm always slouched. Like, if you think everybody's probably doing what we're
doing
right
now,
we're moving our shoulders, we're doing our posture right now to see how slouched we are.
I'm bad slouched
all the time.
I can feel my boobies on my stomach. That's how slouched I am.
Guess stop it. You know what they said adds years to your face?
Don't say it. Frowning?
Moving your neck forward when you're texting.
Moving your neck forward.
Which I don't even realize I'm doing. I guess I'd have to think about it.
I don't think I move my neck at all when I'm texting.
So that adds years to your face.
No way.
Standing with locked rather than relaxed knees.
That's what did I say? That's a huge problem I've been having recently is standing with my knees locked.
It's interesting.
I shouldn't be doing that.
My posture is better if my knees are locked.
Mm-mm.
If I bend them, I'm like leaning to the side. Uneven weight distribution, like crossing your legs the same way all the time makes you look older. Shoot, I always sit on my left leg. I always sit on it. It goes under me.
I always
sit like this.
Yeah, we're just old.
Like, no matter what, I'm always on my left leg. I'm never on my right leg. In fact, it doesn't even feel normal to sit on my right leg.
Does your left leg ever hurt randomly?
No.
Does your left leg ever feel like you got a pressure build or something?
No, the right one does.
The right one does?
Ironically, the one I never sit on. The one that I never... Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
We gotta change it up because I've been doing that too. And something I didn't say when I was fixing my posture is when I cross my legs, I always cross left leg over right.
Why?
It's just more comfortable.
Oh,
Left leg over right.
Because that's the way you like it.
That's the way I like it. That's the way I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor was like, yeah, you're going to have to switch that up, my boy. You have to go left over right, not right over left, or left over right.
You can still cross it.
You got to mix it up, though, because what I'm doing is I'm putting extra tension and pressure
on one leg.
And healing, this cartilage can't handle all that tension and pressure because I've caught myself randomly, you know, getting comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I'll doze off. And an hour later, I'll wake up and I go, oh, my God, my leg's on fire.
Right.
Oh, my God, my leg's on fire. And it's because I've been angling the joint at like some 12-degree angle for an hour when it shouldn't have been.
Right. That's interesting. Well, these are all the things they said can make you look older. Posture mistakes that make you look older. Slouching shoulders, standing with locked knees, uneven weight distribution, like crossing your legs the same way all the time. A rounded upper back from living at your laptop.
I was just about to ask about the rounded back because I could feel how rounded it was right now.
Yep, it's rounded. A dropped pelvis. Hold on. I have to think about that. Oh, it's the same thing as not standing up straight.
If your
hips are like, you're relaxed at the bottom. Your whole body's a C.
Rather than it being a little like...
An L.
An L. Rather than having that little dimple in your back, you got the dip.
You have the C.
Yep.
The other thing that adds years to you to make you look older.
I don't want
to
know.
Shuffling your feet while you walk.
Oh my God.
I almost fell the other day because I almost tripped on my own foot. And I was like, I had to have a talk with myself. I go, pick your foot up.
My posture is all wrong.
So bad.
Everything you've read are things that I do. And I absolutely hate that right now.
Well, you're welcome then. Because I honestly, no, I hate my posture too. And I've been thinking about this a lot. I've been making more like mind muscle connections. Like mm-hmm. I realize, oh my gosh, my legs and my butt are so weak because I don't use them to mm-hmm. walk. I use my back. And then I start realizing how I'm hunched over, how I'm sitting on one leg. And I'm like, wow. I don't want to look older. And I don't want to look slouched over. But we're all doing it. We have to work on our posture because it's going to help us feel better, period.
Yeah. I've noticed it too. Like I could feel my body elongating itself when I'm thinking about standing square, when I'm thinking about standing up, when I'm thinking about my shoulders being good, my back engaged, my glutes, my hamstrings, all that. I feel almost like this cramping sensation because my body hasn't been standing that tall.
Oh, I don't get cramps.
It's like a stretch, bro. Like my body feels like it's stretching. Like it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We haven't done this in so long. Like I feel like a rubber band being stretched.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It does.
It feels like my body is elongating and going,
yes.
Whoa, you do this still?
You know what? I did that after I had my tummy tuck when I did my skin removal surgeries and I did my tummy, my arms, my boobs. My tummy was so tight from doing that and just kind of like swollen that I started trying to do back bends, but I did them over like a bouncy ball.
Okay.
So I couldn't do an actual back bend. I would lay across a ball. Anyway, I could feel my body stretching out because I was stretching my stomach the other way versus your back. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You want to go to the phones? I don't know if they have something to add about the posture discussion, but somebody texted in and said, everything we need to learn, we learned in kindergarten. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Hey, not wrong. We just stopped listening.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, it's Albert. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Albert. Somebody texted in that we've got them sitting upright in the car now, right now.
Hey. That's what we're here for, baby. Albert, holla.
Albert, are you sitting up straight, first of all?
Of course. I mean, you guys, the way you're talking, realize I was slouching. So.
See?
Thank you for joining the club and being honest, too, though.
I feel like
I had to.
Yeah, we're all doing it right now, Albert. Do you hate the way you stand? Did you even think about it or notice it?
Yeah, no, fun fact, though, the way you guys are talking about how you didn't realize you had impaling or, like, issues for years until it was, like, brought up or you started, like, feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of touching more on bodybuilding. So, one day when I was working out, I want to say about, like, 2 years ago, I threw my back out. And I had to go to the chiropractor to get it fixed. And when I went to go and they x-rayed my back, he told me my back was basically sitting like Jenga. He's like, but the weird thing is like, it's not really ruined from you hurting your back from lifting. He's like, this was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back per se. He's like, but your back has been slowly shifting and like getting all like unaligned.
Because
I have like one leg that's like slightly longer than the other. So because of that, the way I stand, I favor my right leg more because it's the longer one and it like takes more pressure out or whatever, but it throws off the alignment of my back.
Year by year, movement by movement, amazing. Jenga.
I never thought about any of this stuff till I started doing Pilates because it's core. And I never understood why I was so clumsy. Why I fell all the time. It was because my core was sucked and I was leaned over. I was hunched over. And then I started doing all of these things that worked on my stomach muscles. And the next thing you know, I'm standing up. I'm on a ladder. I'm not falling. I'm like, wow, why didn't anyone teach me this when I was 10? Not helpful when I'm 40. Hello? What the hell, man?
Well, and so many people go, oh, well, it's from lifting. It's from doing this. It's from all the crazy sports. Sometimes you just literally aren't walking properly.
Yeah.
And then you add everything else on top and you're making it worse for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. Mm.
Wow. Well, Albert, you know what? We'll see you at the gym to work on our posture. We're going to make a posture room.
Stretch game.
Right.
Stretching
hey,
is
pleasure,
everything.
Guys. Have a great one, guys.
You too,
man. Love.
Bye.
Peace.
Wow. To whoever texted in, I have no choice. I have spinal fusion. Well, that's what do you want us to say? I can't help you with that.
You just going to be like
what
that.
What am I going to say to that?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Stop it. Just stand up straight. Stand up.
Yeah, unfuse it.
Come on. Get up straight, everybody. Those are all the ways that your posture is making you look older, if you missed it. Slouching shoulders, shuffling your feet while you walk, a dropped pelvis, a rounded upper back. Everybody is literally sitting up straight right now in their cars.
Stop pointing at me when you're saying all these things,
Allie. Sit up straight, DZ. Sit up.
Jeez.
Good job. I need to take my own advice. Look at me. I have legs crossed, slouched over. I'm yelling at you.
I've squared both of my feet on this ground every single time we've made mention about posture this whole time. I need you to send me this list so I can overthink it later when I'm by myself.
Done. I'm sending it right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.